Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Midos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah is bringing the Rebbe's Chassid Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zecher Fan, Josevi Kogun, Bikharuv Mamesh. And the Mishnah tells us, Kon Nechnasim L'Har Abayis, anyone that goes into Har Abayis, Nechnasim Derech Chemin, Umakifin V'Yatzin Derech Shmuel, they would walk in, turn towards the right, and they go all the way around to the left. In other words, when a person went into Har Abayis, it doesn't make a difference what he needed to do and where he needed to go. Even if where he needed was immediately on his left, doesn't make a difference. He walks in, turns towards the right, goes all the way around, and then lands in the place where he needs to. That's a proper conduct, except for a person whom something happened to him. He goes immediately towards the left. And why is that? Well, because we actually want him to bring attention to himself. When he turns towards the left, people are going to tell him, why are you turning towards the left? Why aren't you doing like everybody else? You go towards the right and then make a big circle. So he responds to them, Shani Avel, I'm in mourning. And so then people can tell him, the one who dwells in this house, he shall console you. Or the person tells them, Shani Menudeh, I'm an excommunicated, I'm an cherem. And then they'll also be able to tell him, the one who dwells in this house, he shall place good thoughts in their hearts, meaning in the hearts of Beis Din, they're the ones that put you into cherem, and they should bring you close, meaning take away your cherem. Divrei Meir, that's our Meir's opinion. However, Amar Rabbi Yossi argues in him in this last statement, that asison kilu avru al v'sadin, you're making them as if they gave a wrong judgment on him. By them blessing this person who's excommunicated, the dayanim should hopefully see the light and take it away, it's mashma that they made a mistake, and that's not proper. Or rather, this is what they should say, holds Rabbi Yossi, HaShechen Mbayis HaZeh, the one who dwells in this house, Yitain Bilibcha, he should place into your heart the right things, and that you should listen to the words of your friends, meaning you should listen to the Dayanim, and because of that, then they'll bring you close and take away your excommunication. That's not casting doubt on the Dayanim, it's basically very gently giving Musar to this fellow, that you should be Zecher to do the right thing, then you'll find yourself in a better place. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, we continue to discuss Har Abayis. So as we had said, it's 500 by 500 Amos. Now we're moving much closer to the Beis HaMikdash, Lifnim Imenu Soireg. Within that, meaning as we near the Beis HaMikdash itself, there's the Soireg, which in modern day Hebrew is translated as bars. You know all the bars on the windows that we have here? That's called Soragim. And this Soireg was in a way similar. It was basically a lattice work fence, Gavaya Sar Tfachim, that was 10 Tfachim high. What was the purpose of it? That was the demarcation that non-Jews are not allowed to go past this area. A non-Jew is allowed on Har Abayis. He's even allowed to send a carbon to be brought for him, but physically, he's not allowed to walk past the Soireg. And because of this, there were 13 breaches over there, that the kings of Yavon, the Greek kings, they breached, and that's because they show contempt and lack of covet that they didn't care. And again, that's also because of the insult that non-Jews are not allowed to go past the Soireg. So they made 13 breaches corresponding to 13 Shvatim. That's obviously counting Menashe and Ephraim as two. So that's 13 Shvatim. That's when they made these 13 breaches. And Chazruk Darum, when the Chashmonaim took over the Yavanim and they triumphed, this is about the time of the Hanukkah story, they went and once again resealed them. And the gods would connect them. They were geyser that corresponding to them, when a person reached one of these areas that was breached, that they should bow down in thanks to Hashem that we were able to overcome the Yavanim. Now going on closer, Lefinim Imenu Hachel. Within that is an area called the Chel, meaning beyond. Beyond the Soireg, right next to the Beis HaMikdash, is the Chel, Eser Amos, that's the size of 10 Amos, and that's a higher level of Kedusha, and Ushtei Mesrei Malos HaYusham, there were 12 steps in the Chel that basically led into the Beis HaMikdash. Now, what were the size of these steps? So, Rum HaMal Chatzi Amo, the height of a step was half an Amo, Vishil HaChatzi Amo, and then the width of it, meaning the space you walk forward before you go up again, that's also half an Amo, and actually, Kol HaMalos HaYusham, all the steps that we have in the Beis HaMikdash, and there's quite a few of them, because remember, the Beis HaMikdash is built on a hill, so in order to get from one section to another, there's going to be steps. Rum Mal Chatziyama, Vishal Chatziyama, it was half an Amma tall, half an Amma straight. Vishal Ulam, except for the steps that led up to the Ulam, those were different heights, as we're going to see later on in the Masechta. Also, another interesting difference, Kol Psachim Vasha'arim Shayusham, all the openings and gates that we have in the Beis HaMikdash and the compound and the whole area, Gavan Esrim Amma, Ruchavan Esrim Amma, they were 20 Ammas tall and 10 Ammas wide, Chotz Mishal Ulam, except for the Ulam, which is a section of the building the Beis HaMikdash right before the Heichal, and also Kol HaPsachim Shayusham Hayulahen Delasais. All the openings had doors. Chos Mishal Ulam, the Ulam didn't have doors, it just had curtains. Another discussion, Kol Sha'arim Shayusham, all the gates that were part of the Har Abayis and Beis HaMikdash, Hayulahen Shakaifais. They had a Shakaif or a Mashkaif, which is in English translated as a lintel. That's what we know as the top part of the door frame. So all of them had such a thing. Chos Mishar Tadi, except for this Shar on Har Abayis, Shayusham Shtei Avan Mutai Zuag, that the way it was built was two large stones leaning on each other. That's basically an upside down V, and that's how it looked. Now also, Kal Sha'arim Shayu Sham Nishtanu Li'Eshel Zav. All the gates were in the Beis HaMikdash. They were changed to be gold. Originally in the second Beis HaMikdash, when they came up from Bavel to rebuild it, they didn't have enough money. They're very poor. So they made wood doors and covered them with copper. Later on, when they became wealthy, so they covered them with gold. Chutz Mishar Nikonar, except for Shari Nikonar, which as we learned in an earlier Mishnah, was the eastern entrance into the Azara, and those remained copper for one of two reasons. Either B'nei Shanasa B'Hanes, because a great nace happened to them. This is Nikonar who gave up everything in order to build these beautiful doors for the Beis HaMikdash. He went to Alexandria, had them built by the most skilled craftsmen, and when he was on the ship on the way back to Eretz Yisrael, a storm threatened to capsize the whole boat, and so the sailors threw one of his doors over the edge to try to lighten the load, and then when the storm still hadn't abated, they were about to throw the other door, so he jumped on it, said, please don't, and if you're going to, throw me in with it, because this is everything I have. Miraculously, the storm stopped, the boat finally arrived in Eretz Yisrael, and lo and behold, to their great surprise, they noticed that this giant, extremely heavy copper door, which they had thrown over way earlier, was actually floating next to or under the boat. Obviously, as a great nace, and with great simcha and pomp and circumstance, they brought these two doors up to the Beis HaMikdash and had them installed as Shari Nikonar, and because of that nace, they were not changed from copper to gold. Now, v'yesh ayimrim, others say, says the Mishnah, b'mnei shenechush don matziv, that's because the copper that they were coated with was so shiny, it was like gold, and so there's no need to change it to gold. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Dalet and Hey, continue to discuss the Beis HaMikdash itself, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.